As I'm sure we're all aware, advancements in technology are revolutionising many aspects of society, from entertainment, communication, science, and folks, even paleontology. New modern scanning techniques are allowing precise scans of internal and external features of fossils. Not only can researchers in the discipline have new access to these digitized images, but so can the public online. Right now, I am joined by Aaron Cammons to talk more about the new virtual Australian Museum of Paleontology. He is a lecturer in paleontology at Flinders University. Aaron, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning. How are you doing?
Very good, thanks. I'm excited about this new project.
Certainly. It sounds amazing. I mean, it's just tapping into that human nature in everyone, having a fascination, you know, with the past, where we all came from, a bit of history. And yeah, now that it's available to everyone, it's a real jam. For this one, to start off, can you tell us a little bit about the virtual Australian Museum of Paleontology? How did it start and what can we find there?
Well, this is just the first phase in a much larger project. The end goal of this project is actually to have all scans of Australian fossils from any institution across Australia available freely on the same website. So in the first stage, we've realized that we've got all of this digital data that's sitting around, and it's often not necessarily well curated, or it's stored in kind of temporary places with universities, and we wanted something that was a bit longer term in terms of its data security, but also more widely available. And that's what led to the VAMP project.
And for this, given there's this new technology out there, has it helped you at all developing in your own research for these new affordances?
Absolutely. So there's a whole range of different kind of scanning technologies. Some of them are really useful for field-based settings. Some of them are more useful in the lab. Some of them allow us to capture the surface morphology of a fossil, and others use some different kinds of X-ray techniques to actually penetrate through the fossil, sometimes still even in a concretion, and allow us to look at the internal morphology too.
And on that note, so with this new scanning technology that we can see the internal features of fossils, what does this mean exactly for the study of paleontology, that we can now get inside these kind of uncracked fossils?
Well, for example, one of my colleagues, Alice Clement, who was one of the leaders on this project, has been looking at 370 million-year-old fish, and she's been able to look at the morphology of the brain case and what that means for the evolution of those groups. It also allowed her to work on projects looking at soft tissue preservation in some of these animals. So some of the oldest preserved organs actually come as a result of these kind of scanning techniques.
That's incredible, yeah. And I'm assuming there's probably like a knock-on effect that now we can get inside and study this, we can learn about something else, and it has like a domino effect of information almost.
Absolutely. There's all kinds of new discoveries being made in this field, and they can be at all kinds of different scales as well. So it can go down right down to sort of bone microstructure and that kind of thing with some of these scanning techniques.
And for what's available at this museum, is there a fossil scanner you're most excited by or find particularly interesting that you would suggest our listeners have a look out for?
Well, I guess one of our flagship scans is that we've got an almost complete skeleton of Thylacoleo, the marsupial lion. This is the largest marsupial predator that's ever evolved in Australia. And we've got nearly every single bone in the skeleton represented in this scan.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. So, yeah, it's not just like the smaller scale fossils. We're getting, all the way to, marsupials and, bigger animals as well. So it's certainly, a whole spectrum of, the wildlife we have. For that as well, how do you see these kinds of virtual museums expanding in the future? Are there more developments you're hoping to see with these kind of projects?
Yeah, well, at the moment, lots of different institutions or museums have their own sites, and they're sort of working towards making these specimens more available. But what we hope to see is a server set up in Australia for long-term data storage that allows us to have every single scan relating to an Australian fossil all stored in the same place. And the other aspect as well is making that accessible to anyone worldwide for free.
It is, yeah. It's, oh, what a wonderful time we live in, that we're able to have these, like, incredible resources, hundreds of millions of years, captured by, yeah, all these wonderful people and these new technologies that now we can go learn about, yeah, and share amongst everyone. For this, Aaron, thanks so much for taking the time to come and speak to us this morning. It's truly a fascinating subject, and one that's excited not only me, but I'm sure everyone else.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Have a great day, mate. And that was Aaron Kamens, paleontology lecturer at Flinders University. For more information regarding the virtual Australian Museum of Paleontology and the things that we have discussed today, visit VAMP online or find out more information on the 2SER website.